This is Protect What Matters with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze, giving you the advice and information on protecting what matters the most in today's world. Phone lines open, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Welcome to Protecting What Matters. I'm Barry Fisher.
And I'm Susan Blaze.
And this is the show that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services, products, to protect your various aspects of your life and property. And I have to tell you, we're a little nervous right now because Kevin has left the building. So we're kind of like the kids
with no
parents here anymore.
So, no adult supervision at all.
But I think we've got a great show for you today. The first topic we're going to cover is why should a business owner spend the time, money, and effort to know the value of their business? And one of the things we'll be touching on and which we're going to be making available to you is a report, a white paper called Inflation and Its Impact on Business Valuation in the United States Economy, which is kind of a takeoff of our last show talking about inflation. This is from BizEquity, and it's been written by the Chief Valuation Officer. And it's actually a wealth of information. So if you'd like one of these, please email us at info@blazenbear.com, and we'll make sure you get that. And the second topic is going to be grief recovery, what it is, why it's important, and how it goes way beyond mourning the loss of a loved one. So before we launch into our first topic, we want to remind you that we welcome your calls and topic suggestions. The KPRL call-in line is 805-238-5775. And again, email us at info@blazenbear.com. So now we're going to talk a little bit about business valuation. And Susan's got some questions for me.
So first, before we even start, what is business valuation?
Well, business valuation is a credible gauge of what your business is worth. It's based on general accounting principles and valuation principles. And as I'll explain in a bit, the BizEquity online platform was created by business valuators, and it takes the complication out of it because everything out of the process, because everything, all the algorithms that they use are all in the valuation engine. So that's what it is. It gives you a credible idea of what a willing buyer and a willing seller are likely to want to buy a business for.
Okay. And why did you decide to include business valuation as part of the Blazen Bear Insurance offerings?
Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, I'm kind of more of a marketing guy than a sales guy. And when I started imagining Blazen Bear Insurance, which has only been about 2 years now, Susan was doing her consulting, and she was also selling long-term care insurance. But as I started getting back into the retail side of the business, working directly with consumers, prior to that, I'd been doing some research and survey work as a consultant. And I did a lot of research on consumer attitudes towards insurance and purchasing and what they want in an insurance agent, and also is what do they want? How do they want to be treated, really? Do they want to be sold something, or do they want to be brought into the family? Do they want to be brought into the service? And I just felt, and I obviously talked to Susan about it, I just wanted to make sure that whatever we were offering, we had lots of value-added services. So for instance, just to give you a couple of other examples, one of our listeners a couple weeks ago asked how much life insurance is enough. We have a life insurance needs calculator on our website that anybody can go to and play with and get an answer based on that particular tool. Another tool that we have is we all often get a question when it comes to long-term care insurance is, can I invest my way out of this problem? Well, Susan and I actually created about 15 years ago a tool that does that, and we use it all the time when we talk to our clients about long-term care insurance. Well, business valuation falls into that category because what happens is, since many of our customers or clients are business owners and their needs include talking about whether they need key person coverage or they want to, how they fund their partnership or just how their business is doing, how do they grow their business? Doing a business valuation adds a lot of value to what we do. Here's the deal, folks. You can buy life insurance from anybody. okay? But we want to have a good reason why you're buying the life insurance, and we want to have it based on some sort of credible measure that we're not that you're getting what you need and that you're getting the right thing that you need. And it's really, to me, in many regards, it's a suitability factor. We want to make sure we're doing the right thing.
Great. So why would a business owner want a business valuation?
Well, first of all, and as we go through what the BizEquity platform does for the client and for a business owner, it does more than just give a credible business valuation. And again, I'll define that here in a minute. But really, it's an ongoing management tool, because the valuation is ostensibly based off of your tax returns. Okay, the last 3 years of tax returns. And aside from giving the valuations, it also provides what are called key performance indicators, how you stack up against the competition. And I'll go through the detail on that in one of the next questions. So again, it's a management tool. And what we do is, since this is an online platform, what we plan to do is, as every year, if a client wants, we will go back in and add their previous year's tax numbers into the system, and they can see if they've done better, if they've done worse, and over time it'll be of huge value to them and whatever they want to do with the business. It's also important to know the value of your largest asset so you can plan for retirement. I think the statistic is 78% of business owners plan to retire off the proceeds of the sale of their business, but only 2% know the value of it. It also helps ensure that your business and family are properly protected. Again, it helps create a value for buy-sell agreements, so that if you have a business partner and one of you dies, you're not in business with his spouse or family members. Key person coverage. It protects the business against the loss of a key employee. Again, we need to know the value of the business so we know how much we should do. It helps creation of succession planning and whether you want to borrow money. I just got a call this morning from a business that wants to buy out a partner, and he's considering doing a business valuation with us. So there's any number of great reasons why you should do a business valuation.
One of them might be also if a business owner wants to get financing for some reason, right? To
absolutely.
Expand or hire more employees or buy more equipment.
Absolutely.
It's really important.
It gives you a deep dive into your business. I mean, and the financial aspect of it. And it's relatively painless, and it's very enlightening. I haven't had anybody yet who isn't happy with seeing where they're at and as a management, as a tool to help build their business.
Great. So how is this process different from a traditional business appraisal? And why don't you say some more about who BizEquity is?
So first of all, BizEquity is a company. I think it was established 8 or 10 years ago. It was created by business valuators. And what their whole mantra when they started was they wanted to democratize business valuation. Because traditionally, business valuation is a one-time event. It's expensive. It's time-consuming. This is traditional business valuation. It's one-time event, expensive, time-consuming. It can be highly intrusive, and it's offline. Okay. What these guys wanted to do is tie their online system, and what they have done is they've tied it into this term we all talk about is big data. So they basically... that's how they can compare you to other like businesses, because it's all coded. Every business has, what is it, the North American Industrial Code System. Everybody has a code that their business falls into, and then it takes off from there. So, again, with the BizEquity program, I can tell you from my experience. Now, again, it's not an appraisal, okay? It's a valuation. And one thing I will tell you, it's not a certified valuation. If you need a certified valuation, BizEquity can do those for you, but they're very expensive, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. Okay, we don't charge anywhere near that much to do a valuation for a business owner. Was there another question in there that I didn't answer yet? So that's about BizEquity, and that's really what makes this different than a traditional BizEquity. Do you want to know the process?
In a second. I was going to though. So what's the difference? Why would you use an appraisal versus a...
Appraisal, to me, in my mind anyway, appraisal is more like real estate's involved. Okay.
But, so they're selling a business in the property and everything. It's
correct.
Like a sort of a larger
right.
financial transaction
correct.
Than figuring out what your
correct.
Business is worth.
Absolutely. So when we come back, we're going to continue on business valuation. And we're also going to let you know that you can get that white paper by sending us an email at info@blazenbear.com. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you soon.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg today said the alliance will continue supporting Ukraine for as long as it takes.
NATO allies have provided unprecedented support to Ukraine with... The capabilities, the weapons, ammunition.
President Biden and other leaders of G7 countries met virtually today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, pledging continued aid. The Supreme Court will not consider whether a fetus is entitled to constitutional protections.
Two mothers joined a Catholic group in a lawsuit filed on behalf of their unborn children, challenging Rhode Island's law codifying abortion protections in Roe v. Wade. Lower courts rejected the suit, finding the fetuses did not have proper legal standing. The Supreme Court has declined to hear an appeal.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't wait to decorate. Knightsby Holiday Home Ready Savings Event is happening right now. Save on hardwood floors, carpeting, area rugs, drapery, waterproof floors, and window treatments. It's the Knightsby Holiday Home Ready Savings Event happening right now. Don't miss it. Knights Carpets and Interiors, a house full of coverings for all your needs. For details, visit KnightsCarpet.com.
Knights Carpets and Interiors, a house full of coverings for all your needs. 3320 Ramada Drive, Paso Robles, 237-1400.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters with Barry Fisher and
Susan Blaze.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And our call-in number again is 805-238-5775. That's 238-KPRL. So moving on with the business valuation discussion, Susan.
So what does the process look like when you do a business valuation?
So the process is relatively simple. We start with 3 years of tax returns, your last 3 years of tax returns, business tax returns. I'm working on a sole proprietor right now, and actually that's all part of the personal tax return, but still, most of the companies we're seeing right now are sub-S or C-Corps, LLCs, stuff like that. So it's a business tax return. So that's where we start. But a lot of times we'll need to get into the QuickBook numbers, you know, to get a little deeper dive. And it takes me a little bit of time. You know, probably each business valuation takes me about 10 hours to really flesh through all the details. Some have been longer than that. Some have been real exotic. I feel sometimes like I'm Inspector Perot from an Agatha Christie novel, because I'm constantly digging deeper, and I've gotten to the point where I can see where something doesn't align, and I know to ask those questions. I also have a team at Biz Equity that I can call on any time to discuss the issues and what I'm seeing and all that sort of thing. The key element to this business valuation, especially for closely held businesses, so I would say this is small to medium sized closely held businesses, is that these types of businesses are designed to be tax efficient. Okay, and that's a nice way of saying that we take every possible legal deduction we can take. Okay, and again, remember, I've been a self-employed entrepreneur for 46 years now, and so most business owners will take advantage of the tax laws, because that's why they have it. That's one of the big things about being a business. So there is this concept called adjusted cash flow. You know, a lot of times you'll hear with valuations people talking about EBITDA and all that kind of stuff, which I can barely remember what it always means. But really, when you're doing a closely held business, we're looking at adjusted cash flow. So we not only dig into the idea of how much the owners are taking out on a compensation basis, salary, distributions, whatever, but we also want to see what expenses are being paid for by the business on behalf of those business owners. That's the adjusted cash flow part, okay, to add to that. Because if they were to sell the business, let's say, those dollars that are going for the car or the business or the travel or whatever it is would inure to the new owner as far as money. So that is a very critical element to getting a credible valuation. And, you know, sometimes it's just something that we look at, but it's a really fun process, actually. And it's an interactive process, because what happens is, you know, a lot of the stuff we do on Zoom with the business owner, and we have it, there's a dashboard, and they can literally see, as the owner can see, as we change the numbers, there's a little counter at the top right hand of the corner. It's either going to go up or down based on the input. So it's very interactive. It's an ongoing process. We want to do this every year.
And how much can the business owner do themselves if they want to? Can they do the whole thing, or
in theory they can, and we actually have two levels, but we're really getting away from the do-it-yourself level, because the business owner, it gets intimidating and they don't know what to look for. It's right. Better to just, you if you want to get it done, then you have me do it.
Right. It's just simpler, and they're busy running their businesses, right. So they don't have time to sit in front of the computer doing this all day.
Yep.
What other things besides the value of their business will the business owner learn from going through this process?
Okay. Great question. So first of all, here's what you get. Once we finish this all up, you get a 29-page valuation report, which explains the process, gives you all your numbers, and it's really a great, again, learning tool. The first thing you get is you'll get four conclusions of value. Asset value, okay, equity value, enterprise value, and liquidation value. And all of these are slightly different. I won't go into the gory details on all this stuff. But generally speaking, small to medium-sized businesses, it's either going to be an asset sale or an equity sale. And an asset sale is where the seller keeps the cash and receivables but delivers the business free and clear of all debts. Versus an equity sale, where the buyer is acquiring all of the assets and liabilities on and off the balance sheet. Okay, again, it's just a slightly different number, you know, generally speaking. Enterprise value is for more mid-market companies, and what's the most startling number is the liquidation value. I call it the fire sale value, because this is when the business owner dies, leaves it to his family who doesn't know how to run the business, and it's a fire sale on the value of that business, which again is one of the reasons you have life insurance to protect that aspect.
Is that liquidation value going to be much less?
Oh, much less.
Much less, because it's not going to be a going concern after that.
Correct. Huh. But then in addition to that, okay, in addition to the four conclusions of value, because this is all tied into big data, you're going to get what are called key performance indicators. And I'll just mention a few of them. There's 12 or 13 of them. You'll get numbers on like return on equity, your receivables conversion, inventory turnover, fixed asset turnover, debt to equity, cash to debt, income to revenue. I mean, again, the list is too long to go through each one. But why this is important is again, because this is tied into all this democratized data, as Biz Equity calls it, you're going to get compared to other companies. Either locally and nationally, and they'll tell you how you rank. And this is the ongoing management tool that can really help an entrepreneur improve their business.
And is that strictly by industry?
Yes.
So if I sell cars, I'm going to be related to all the other car dealers locally and nationally.
Again, the first thing we plug into the system is your North American Industrial Code number, because that tells us and who you are. Generally speaking, when I get a potential prospect, a lot of the people that call us for these are already in this huge database that Biz Equity has, and I'll just take a look to see if they're in there and kind of what the picture looks like. So something happened there. Excuse me. Oh, well.
A technical difficulty.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
No.
I think we're good, though.
I pushed the button or something else. Anyway.
All right. We're coming down to a break. So what?
I don't think so, actually.
Oh.
We've got.
Never mind. I'm wrong. Okay, then. So we'll move on to what are some of the other takeaways from the BizEquity white paper that listeners can receive if they email us to get that document?
Absolutely. So first of all, this is inflation is a huge deal. And in fact, you'll probably be hearing a lot of about this topic as we move forward because it's impacting everybody. But this is a very insightful paper. And I'll just give you a quick list of who, what you're going to be seeing. What the top concerns for business owner is. Business owners are, guess what? It's inflation. That's the top concern, and quality of labor. Also gives you an idea of the types of inflation, either supply-side inflation or demand-side inflation. Unfortunately, we have both of those, which is why we're in such big trouble right now. Common issues when inflation strikes, industry variations. There are going to be winners and losers in this inflationary thing. And just to give you an example here, hang on. I had a list of them here. Potential winners are real estate, energy, bonds, commodities, food production. Potential losers are people in the transportation business, construction, and hospitality. But again, this is a reason why knowing what you're worth and being able to look at how you're doing, it's good to sharpen your pencil when things are getting tough. Okay. Also, a very interesting thing that I find is, what's your pricing power in your business? Do you have the ability to raise your prices to make up for those increased costs of doing business? And again, how is this going to impact your value? And what I really like about this report, again, you can get it at info@blazenbear.com. Okay. It's BLAZENBEAR.com. It's got links to four or five other reports that you'll be able to read. It's just really great information. I've gone through some of it. I'm going to go through more of it. But yeah, I highly recommend that you take the time and energy to email us and get this information. Again, you can call in at 805-238-5775. So
that's about anything else to wrap up the business?
I think we're good.
Okay.
So let's move on here. We're going to turn this over to Grief Recovery. And again, the number is 805-238-5775. So, Susan, let's talk about grief recovery. Tell our listeners first what it is, why it's important, and how it goes way beyond mourning the loss of a loved one. So, Susan, first, tell our listeners a bit about your background in marriage and family counseling, business consulting, and coaching.
Sure. I've been in the insurance business one way or another since 1981. I started when I was 10. But I've also always been interested in people's growth and helping them deal with things spiritually, emotionally, and so on. And so while I was in the business world, I got a master's degree in marriage and family therapy. Decided that I did not want to do that full time, but it came in very handy because I went through 8 mergers and acquisitions in the insurance business. I was in the corporate healthcare insurance world. And basically, a merger and acquisition in one way is like a gigantic blended family. We got your kids, my kids, and our kids. And how do we mix all this together with all the operational concerns and so on? And as a result of that, I've done some business consulting, especially with companies that are going through a merger and acquisition, helping them do the communication and help their employees literally stay on track and deal with their own emotions, because a merger, acquisition, reorganization, downsizing is a hugely emotional situation for employees. And what I realized at one point was that what people were doing was grieving because their whole world was blown up. Their team, their boss, their job, everything was thrown up in the air, sometimes overnight. And that does produce some grief.
Well, great. And so moving to the next question, what course of study did you complete to get certified?
Before we go there.
Did I miss one?
You missed a question, but that's okay.
So what attracted you to brief recovery? I'm sorry.
It's all right.
That was a lot of... That was... Okay, go ahead.
I know. I got into... Do we have a caller?
No, that's
not the caller. No. That's the wrong line. Okay. What attracted me to grief recovery specifically is that I had already been a coach and doing some consulting and so on for years. And I had a friend who lost her husband suddenly a couple of years ago, and she went through the grief recovery program, and it did help her. And then earlier this year in March, I lost my own brother, who was younger than me, and it was an extremely complicated relationship. It wasn't all sunshine and lollipops by any stretch. We had many ups and downs. We had years and then even decades where we would get along great, or then where we didn't even speak at all. And then as time went on, my mother developed cognitive impairment, which eventually turned into Alzheimer's. We had some very serious conflicts about her care, about finances, who's going to do what, and so on. And it got to the point, he was an attorney in Rhode Island, it got really ugly. He sued me for non-existent charges, and the whole thing was dismissed, and so on. But that, when he died, I realized that I had all these unresolved emotional issues and took the grief recovery training program.
All right. Well, again, we're going to be back in a couple minutes. Hope you're enjoying our topics today. Again, 805-238-5775 and info@blazenbear.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A roller coaster session on Wall Street with stocks ending mixed as investors eagerly await updates on inflation and corporate earnings this week. Tech stocks remain the weakest area of the market while chip makers continue to slip in the wake of the U.S. government's decision to tighten export controls on semiconductors and ship manufacturing equipment to China. Healthcare and consumer staples companies were among the gainers. And shares of Uber and Lyft tumbled following a proposal by the U.S. government that could give contract workers at ride-hailing and other gig economy companies full status as employees. And shares of Dow member Amgen jumping after a Morgan Stanley analyst raised his rating on the stock. The Dow winners, Amgen, Walmart, and Honeywell. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, Salesforce, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow rising 36 points. The NASDAQ down 116. S&P 500 down 24. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Lisa Booth for Bishop Gold Group. Are you worried about your financial future as retirement gets closer? All over the country, soon-to-be retirees are fearing for their financial future as markets remain volatile. Bishop Gold Group helps you invest in gold and gold IRAs to protect your wealth and retirement during times of high inflation and wild swings in the market. Secure your future today. Contact Bishop Gold Group by dialing #250 from a mobile phone and say the keyword Bishop Gold, or visit bishopgoldgroup.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This is Evan Luckadoo, the director of golf at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. How would you like 3 free rounds of golf? One at Morro Bay, one at Dairy Creek, and one at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Simply buy the 2023 Slow County Golf Cart on sale now for just $125. And as a bonus, you get a free round on your birthday. And all year, you save up to 40% every time you play. Then, there's the $12 rates at 12 p.m. through March of next year. For your 2023 Slow County Golf Cart, visit the pro shops at Morro Bay Golf Course, Dairy Creek in San Luis Obispo, or Chalk Mountain in Atascadero. Or you can go online to slocountygolf.com.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. I'm Barry Fisher.
I'm Susan Blaze.
And our call-in number is 805-238-5775. So continuing on the topic, Susan, of grief recovery, what course of study did you complete to get certified?
Well, I was already a certified coach, and I had a master's degree in marriage and family therapy. And so I took two several-day courses with the Grief Recovery Institute. And during those courses, we, as the students, went through the grief recovery method ourselves. That way we would know exactly what our clients would be going through. And it helped us resolve our own grief with specific relationships. I worked on the relationship with my brother in that training, and it made a gigantic difference. When I was through, I actually realized that a lot of those conflicting feelings that kind of go around in your head, when you have unresolved feelings in a relationship, there's this tape that goes around and around. It draws a tremendous amount of energy from you. And I realized that, wow, I'm pretty much over it. This is good.
That's great. So what are some of the key things you learned and practice that may be different from other approaches to dealing with grief?
First of all, I'll say, any approach to dealing with grief is probably going to be helpful. There's many support groups that deal with grievers and all kinds of different programs. But what I really liked about the grief recovery method is it is a very structured, it's really an educational program to teach people about grief and how they can take specific steps to actually recover with it. Some of the things I learned in the program was that grief is a normal and natural reaction to any kind of significant emotional loss. And it causes conflicting feelings. When we're grieving, we have all kinds of feelings. We're mad one minute, happy, sad, upset. We get angry. So many different feelings come up because when there's a major change in a relationship or in a familiar pattern of behavior, it throws us for a loop. And often the grief is related to a relationship with someone who is still alive. It can be that some of us had some very difficult relationships with our parents, with our siblings, with other people when we were growing up. And those feelings of grief are still with us way into our adulthood.
Kind of get dredged up, huh?
They do. They kind of, if you don't resolve them, like I said, they're sort of lingering in the background. And they affect our lives in many ways. Some of the ways that they do affect us is that even many years after a grief-producing situation, people feel like they have trouble concentrating or they feel numb. They don't sleep right. They change eating habits. There's kind of a roller coaster of emotional energy going on. And one of the things that I think is truly tragic is that, especially if it's a broken relationship, for example, or a problematic relationship, people tend to close themselves off and they're afraid to trust someone else. So they never really can get into a wholesome, happy relationship in the future because they're still not resolved in those grief feelings from the past.
So you're going to be really, you're dealing with a whole lot of different type of people with different grief issues, in other words.
Exactly. In fact, one of the things I learned, which surprised me, is that there are over 40 life experiences that can cause grief. I'm not going to read the whole list of 40. You'll be happy to know. But in addition to the death of a loved one, things like divorce, separation, personal injury or illness, a big change in someone's health where you were really healthy and could do anything you want and all of a sudden you can't, losing a job, retirement, even though people look forward to retirement, sometimes that change is so dramatic or drastic to them that they didn't realize what they'd be missing by not seeing their friends at work every day, for example, and things like that. A change in financial state. These days, people can have grief from watching their 401k dropping down every day or every week. And so just, you know, with inflation, as we talked about last week, if you have to pay $100 for a tank of gas, that means there's other things you can't buy, even things like that. Can cause grief. So there's many, many reasons.
So how do you differentiate between a grief recovery issue versus a more deep-seated psychological problem that somebody might have?
That's a really interesting question. Because I have this master's in marriage and family therapy, I learned some really key diagnostics. And even though I'm not a practicing therapist, there are once in a while, I was actually referred to someone a couple of weeks ago that I had a chat with him. I always have a consult with people before we take on as a client to make sure we're a good fit and so on. And I realized this young man was really in a much, he had a lot of grief, but he had bigger issues in the near term because of what was going on in his family. He had a family business, and it was really a very chaotic situation. And I told him, you really need to get some therapy. And later on, if you want to deal with the grief, we'll deal with that. But mm-hmm. there's definite signs of when people are ready to deal with grief or not.
So is there any good news in any of this?
Actually, there is some really great news because there, you actually can recover from the grief. And grief recovery is about taking, being able to live again, being able to move forward again in life, being able to accept the fact that this relationship ended or this person died or whatever the situation may be. And you might still have some feelings about it, but it's not going to be this ongoing anguish that we can have when we keep thinking about the woulda, coulda, shouldas and things like that. Those are the things that you absolutely can resolve by going through this type of a process. And the grief recovery method specifically, I don't know if any of you have ever taken a 12-step program or know about the 12-step programs. One of the founders of this method, which was founded about 40 years ago, actually, he lost his wife and ended up drinking too much and went to Alcoholics Anonymous. And so I went through a 12-step program many years ago myself for codependency. And I can see some of the 12-step principles shining through because the 12-step program is very much based on principles. And there are some principles in the grief recovery method as well, such as taking personal responsibility for your feelings and for your own recovery. So it's basically if you take some very structured action steps and you have the right information, you actually can recover from grief, move on, be happy again, and have good relationships and so on. It's I'm not going to say it's miraculous, but it's very powerful.
So tell us a little bit what the process looks like and kind of step through that a bit.
Okay. Generally with a one-on-one, which I've done mostly one-on-one, you can do group grief recovery, but I like working with people individually. We'll always have an initial consult if someone is interested, just to talk about what the process involves and to make sure, as I said before, that the person is ready to do the work because there definitely is some work involved. And it's a seven sessions that we go through. And there's a book that you can actually purchase anytime called The Grief Recovery Handbook by John James and Russell Friedman. This is the basis for the program. And people, actually, if you're very much a do-it-yourselfer or a self-starter, you can use that book and go through the program on your own. But it's often much easier to go through with someone else because the power of witness, having someone listen to you with empathy and with presence when you're going through the process can be even stronger as far as a healing component. But during the seven sessions, we start off with looking at the person's experience with grief and some of the myths that we are told, such as time heals all wounds. It really doesn't heal all wounds. Definitely the pain may decrease in intensity, but the time itself does not heal the wounds. Effective knowledge and action can heal the wounds. And we go through another thing that many grievers have discovered is that people don't know what to say when there's a terrible loss, when there's a tragedy. People have no idea what to say, as you know yourself, Barry. You've been through it. I've been through it. People say things with the best of intentions, but they're just not the right thing to say, such as, you know, if there's a divorce or something, well, you know, there's many fish in the sea and, you know, he was no good for you anyway or whatever. That's not going to be really helpful when the person is really in the midst of grief. And we start there because then the griever can actually start to talk about those experiences. And in a way, it's kind of nobody's fault because our whole society, grief is almost one of those topics that nobody likes to talk about. None of us, of course, like to experience it. But since nobody wants to really talk about it much, we don't have the correct information on what are the right things to say. So with that, we'll take our break and I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Yep.
Again, the telephone number here is 805-238-5775.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane sales and service since 1936. Each year, the pre-buy program allows Delta Liquid Energy customers the ability to pre-purchase their expected winter requirements at traditionally discounted pricing. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go to DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
I don't know what to do.
About what?
My wife wants to remodel the kitchen, but we don't have that kind of money.
Want to see what we did? Take a peek at this.
Wow, that looks great. Who did your remodel?
It's not a remodel. I had Espeak Painting paint our cabinets. Now they're like new, and they're my wife's favorite color.
Espeak Painting, huh?
Yeah, they're local, right here in Atascadero. They're easy to deal with, from the estimate all the way to the final brushstroke. And getting a quote was easy. I did it online. It's way cheaper than a remodel.
Then I better take a peek at this Espeak Painting.
Well, you know what they say, happy wife, happy life.
You got that right.
Take a peek at Espeak Painting and get a beautiful new look for your cabinets without an expensive remodel. Espeak specializes in cabinet painting as well as residential exteriors, interiors, and HOAs. Take a peek at Espeak Painting. Book a quote appointment quickly and easily 24/7 at espeakpainting.com. That's S-P-E-E-K-Painting.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hammond Overhead Door Company, serving the Central Coast for over 50 years with all your garage door needs. Residential or commercial, Hammond has the right door system for any application. As a local, family-owned company, Hammond Overhead Door Company is committed to providing the superior products you want and the personal service you deserve. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
We're back for our final segment here today, and Susan's going to take a few minutes to talk about how this process goes, and we'll do some other housekeeping and introduce our next week's show. So go ahead, Susan.
Okay, one thing I did want to say, since I made a point of saying here's the things that aren't helpful, one thing you can always say to a griever is, oh, that's got to be so hard. I can't imagine how you feel. Because in reality, we never know how another person feels. Every relationship is unique, and that loss is unique. And so if we say, I know how you feel, we really don't. So just admit that that's going to be really hard. I'm sorry, and I can't imagine how you feel. And let them talk. So just to finish up quickly on the process, we go through 7 sessions again, starting with the myths and the unhelpful comments, working all the way through dealing with choosing a specific relationship to work on. And the homework throughout the 7 sessions gets more focused, shall we say, where people, one of the activities is a person actually makes a relationship graph of that whole relationship from the time it started to the present and all the ups and downs that happened. And then they read that to me, where I just witness what they're saying and let them say whatever they need to say, which is in itself very healing. And it's really the work between sessions that gets the job done, because as the clients do the work with the information they get from the book and from the homework assignments, they start to observe things about those relationships they may not have seen before, and they start to get epiphanies, and they start to realize what really was going on, and that is a key part of the healing. So by the seventh session, the client is generally ready to resolve these unresolved feelings and gain emotional freedom. It seems kind of like a lot to promise, but I've seen it happen over and over again with myself and my own clients, and they've been doing it for 40 years at the Grief Recovery Institute. So,
Susan, if somebody wants to talk to you about grief recovery, how do they get in touch with you?
You can just send to info@blazenbear.com, send an email saying I'd like to talk to you about that. Give me your information. I'll get back to you, and we'll have a consult. We'll just talk about it.
Great, great. So let's take a minute here to talk about some of the questions we've gotten. Oh, we got a caller, so stand by. Welcome to Protecting What Matters. Well, I thought we had a caller here. Hello? Hi, do we have a caller? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can now. Welcome to Protecting What Matters.
Comments. One, I was interested in the contact information, and I didn't hear that, but then I think I just heard Blaze mention it.
Yeah.
So I got that. And then the other thing I wanted to share with Blaze is some advice that I heard that might be valuable, and that is there's a lot of bears in the woods.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, so just keep that in mind.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Okay. Great show.
Thank you. This is a very familiar voice. Hi, Dick, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Yeah, I just wanted to check in and make sure this worked out all right.
Well, I think it did, and but you know, as long as you got 30 seconds if you want to tell everybody what's going to be on your show tomorrow.
Well, I would have to try to remember. Let's see. I've got Chris Huat, who is the assistant city manager for the City Pass Robles, and he's going to be on. And then also Emily Renault, who's with the Boys and Girls Club. So that'll be tomorrow between 1 and 2.
Sounds like it's going to be a great show. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in.
You bet. Good to talk to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, still learning which buttons to push here, guys. Anyway, let's take these last few minutes. One of the questions we had, Susan, and we kind of touched on it a little bit last week when we were talking about long-term care planning, but a question we got from a listener a couple of weeks ago, actually, was, okay, I've had this long-term care insurance policy for 25 years. Would I have been better off taking the premium and investing it? Would I be better off? Would I have more money? And you want to take that one?
Sure. I would say if, and this person does, we know because we talked about the policy, if you have inflation protection on your policy so that through all these 25 years the benefits have been growing, then it would be awfully hard to get the same investment return. I'll just use my mom as an example. Over the 11 years that she paid premiums on her long-term care insurance policy, she paid a total of about $63,000 in premium. And she had it for 11 years, and then she was on claim, as we say, for 6.5 years with the insurance company. Benefits paid were over $500,000, about $520,000. So most investments of $63,000 would not net you $520,000 in that amount of time. So generally, if you've got inflation protection on your policy especially, I doubt you can invest your way out of the problem.
Right. And let me just say this. Long-term care insurance is one of those things you never want to have a claim on. Okay? I mean, really, when it comes right down to it. But it is insurance. So what can you do if that question really comes from the place of, what if I never need this insurance? What if I never need this coverage? Well, you can have it both ways if you want, because now many long-term care insurance solutions are life insurance based. So if you don't need the benefit for long-term care, it'll pay a death benefit to somebody. And so, you know, it's not a use it or lose it proposition, as it were. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we do have a tool that can model the way you know, if you can, what's the word I'm looking for? If you can really invest your way out of the problem with the numbers. Another way we use that tool also, many of you who do own long-term care insurance have probably been getting rate increases. And that's, and this, we can also use that tool to help you make decisions on how you may want to change your policy to make it, keep it affordable for yourself.
Right.
So that's another way to go too. So again, I want to just say we're coming up on the end of the show, and I want to let you know who's going to be on next week. I think we survived our first sale here without Kevin here, I hope. But next week we're going to try to have our first call-in guest, and it's going to be a lovely young woman. Her name is Ashley Wilkins. She's a certified financial planner. She's a senior wealth manager and portfolio manager for the Rice Partnership that has offices in San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles. She's a graduate of Cal Poly with a degree in agribusiness and an MBA with a concentration in agribusiness. Again, it's going to be a great show, and we're going to talk about all, we're going to keep going with the themes that we've been building on here. So you all have a great week, and we look forward to talking to you next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Thanks so much.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters the Most with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze. Send your questions and show topic ideas to barry@blazeandbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 2 o'clock.